Have you liked what you've seen from that and how Blake's handled it?
Yeah, I think anytime you use the hurry up, it's always fun. It's always exciting, puts pressure on defense, and it's always good for a young quarterback to have to do that kind of stuff, to have to react to changes, react to situations, and think faster. So anytime you could simulate that, it's always good.
Is he more ready to do that?
He's more ready to do everything. I mean, you're going from year one to two. I mean, it's night and day. So I think everything is, how many ways can you stimulate him and how many ways can you push him every day?
You see his knowledge of the offense, pre-snap stuff, just accelerate.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, just even the questions that he asks are way more advanced than they were last year. I mean, just the things that he wants to know, the checks he wants to be able to make, the protection calls he wants to make, everything is much more advanced, which is exciting because it allows you to kind of push him a little bit harder, but at the same time, bring him back to his original fundamentals.
What's been your impression of Brandon Allen so far?
Oh, he's wonderful. You know, he's a coach's kid, which is always good. But he's an intelligent guy. He's a natural thrower. He's a pleasure to have in the room right now.
How much did the Senior Bowl kind of help him adapt to the offense a little bit quicker?
Oh, I think anytime you get an added bit of time for any system, it's always going to help. I thought he did a really good job there. I thought all those guys did. And it was one of those things that when we made a decision like that, you know, as an organization, it's always good that, you know, you'd already spent a whole week with him and knew what you were going to be getting from him.
You mentioned Bortles coming along. What do you think he's improved the most in during this OTAs?
You know, one of his biggest goals was kind of not only the knowledge of the plays, because last year I think it was a lot more you would call a play and it was just kind of, oh, what am I doing? I think now it's that play, but now that play within the defense and why we wanted to call that play, why Coach Olsen put it in, what was Coach Olsen looking for. So I think that's where his advancement has gone now, is that when a play comes in, he's way more knowledgeable on why that play was called and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think that's where you want to get as a quarterback advances in his career.
How important was it to reset Henny?
Very. Mm-hmm. Chad's the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, just he's another coach out there. I mean, at the same time, he's a great player. I mean, he's just a great guy to be around. I mean, it's funny to be in a room with the four guys that we have now, even having Max Wittick in there. I mean, it's a great room. It's really fun to coach those guys.
You mentioned Max. He didn't play a lot in college. How do you get him up to speed?
Fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everything is we always talk about a race to maturity. You know, I mean, every single thing that you do, especially with a quarterback, I mean, it's about knowing the language first and foremost. And especially for a quarterback that has to hear something, has to contemplate it, understand it, and then regurgitate it back to everybody in the huddle and get up there, notice the defense, and go through that whole process. I mean, it's about learning the language. It's like learning Chinese. It's learning Japanese. It's learning Spanish, anything. It's just, okay, now you're jumped and you're thrown right into that nation. And it's like you got to react. So I think for him it's just continuous progression for all those guys is how much can they get the language. That was what we did with Blake last year. It's language. How do you communicate to the guys? And they're in that process right now. It's always brutal.
How has Max been throwing it?
Good. I mean, all those guys have been really good. I mean, it's been fun to have them out there. They've got strong arms. They're accurate. And everybody's got to get better. And I think with confidence and with understanding, that will always come.
You've been around this game forever. What's it like having Kiffin in the building?
I was lucky enough to be with Coach Kiff my first stint in the NFL at Tampa. And that was an experience, and this one is also. He's awesome to have around. I mean, you're pretty much walking around with an encyclopedia of knowledge. I think he's probably forgotten more football than I know. He's awesome. He's just great. His office is right next to mine. And filled with energy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm like, where did he come from? You're always hearing him, too. He's got that high voice.
What kind of input or advice do you give Blake when he's learning to work with a new center, even if it's somebody who came in with him and he's, you know, been a teammate for a few years?
Well, their relationship right out the gate has been awesome. I mean, they've obviously played together their first year, and then obviously Linder was out last year. But, I mean, just kind of the way that they've been working, they have a lot of the same personalities. They hang out with each other outside of the building. And, I mean, that's what it's all about is as long as they can communicate and talk and understand where our starting point is, what our process is, and work that together, that's really the biggest thing. And the good thing is they kind of have had that from the jump from the beginning. So it's exciting.
When camp starts, what are your objectives for Blake? Like last year was just learning it. Can you move faster? in terms of installing and fine tuning?
Yes, I think it's you can't get bored with success. You can't sit there and say, okay, we've made it. He's made it. You have to sit there and say it's ground zero every time. It's how many times can you do it? Some people say you have to do something 10,000 times to be an expert, to be great at something. I mean, and that to me is throwing that specific route to that specific player one time to your right versus that coverage. So the statistics and the numbers increase dramatically. So he has a long, long, long ways to go. I mean, from every route, from every concept, from every defense, from every single thing he's got to see. So I think it's just continuous and never-ending self-improvement. I mean, that's what he's got to be.
Is there any part of his game that you're focusing on more to improve than, like, another aspect of it? Is there anything specifically you're looking at?
It's funny. I mean, every day we always try to kind of hone it down to a couple things, whether it's footwork, whether it's understanding of a situation. I think that where he's at in his career, how young he is, I mean, I think sometimes we all have to sit back and go, wow, he's still very young. I mean, he's only, I mean, I don't even know how many games it is old, but it's not a lot compared to the rest of the guys in the league. So he's got to get better at everything. I mean, to say it's one specific thing would be not totally truthful, but at the same time, you don't want to throw everything at him. So I think every day you kind of want to pick a couple things, especially situationally. I think we do a great job with the third downs, with the red zone today. It's about red zone, making quick decisions, understanding the play. But probably the overall thing is going to be just understanding the plays and what we're asking him to do.